Hello and again, welcome to the Labyrinth Library Podcast. I hope you are doing well this week. We're doing all right, except for some unpleasantly hot and humid weather. It's like June came early and nobody knows why. But really, you know, it's weather talk. What is weather talk? It's small talk. It's stuff we don't need to engage in as intellectuals that we are. I have finally finished China Mieville's book, Perdido Street Station, which makes me very happy. Now I just have to figure out how to review the thing. I think I have a pretty good idea, but you never know. Also, I went looking on my hard drive at some old reviews and such, and I found about 190 books that I had written something about, but aren't really quite up to the level of the podcast. So I've got about 190 reviews to go through and beef up and maybe reread or research to figure out what they were about, if I don't remember. So that was kind of interesting and good fun. It'll give me something to do for a while. So I hope that you also have a project you can work on, that you have something that you can dedicate yourself to. If not, hey, welcome to the podcast. You got something to listen to for the next 10 minutes or so. Anyway, I told you last week that this week's book would be a sequel to a book we've already talked about by an author that I really love, Neil Gaiman. And I did get a correct guess from Rosie, and she correctly guessed that this week's book would be Anansi Boys, which was good fun. It's been too long since I've read it, actually. But let's talk about it right now. Now, when I started in on this book, I knew there were certain things I could expect from Neil Gaiman. And he is one of those authors that I will buy his books, no questions asked. So he's one of the lucky ones, Mr. Gaiman. And of course, I'm sure he is listening. You're welcome. Anyway, I knew there were certain things I could expect. I could expect insight and clever twists on literary assumptions, a good perspective maybe on the nature of our reality. And I must say, he delivered in full. This story draws from some of the most ancient of human tales and reflects on the most ancient of human needs, the need to have a story of one's own. It's a book about purpose and destiny and other very deep subjects. What I didn't expect was to spend most of the book laughing out loud and disturbing the people around me. Now, back in this day, when I first read this, I was working in a conversation school which had kind of sort of an open plan lesson system. You know, they had these glass walls that were over top, so you could hear from one room to the other. And there were some times when other teachers in the staff room would just stop their conversations because they'd been interrupted by my cackling. Or the other staff would come over and ask what was so funny, and I'd try to explain, which doesn't really work when you're trying to cross languages and of course, literary traditions. You know, folks in Japan don't really laugh out loud at their books and can't quite understand why I do. But I laugh, and I snicker, and I giggle, I cackle, and for some reason, I didn't expect that from a book with Neil Gaiman's name on the cover. I don't know why. The book was, of course, wonderful, let's call it that. While by no means a sequel to American Gods, and it's not, really, but it does inhabit the same universe. This is a world where the gods exist. They have been called into existence by us, and in turn shape our lives. The book follows the unfortunately nicknamed Fat Charlie, whose life has been ruined by his father's death across the Atlantic. This wasn't the first time his father had ruined his life. It had happened many times before in many terrible ways. For Fat Charlie, however, dying in the middle of a karaoke hall seemed to be just a final slap in Fat Charlie's face. Fat Charlie isn't his real name, of course. That would be crazy. His real name is Charlie Nancy, which honestly isn't much better. Fat Charlie is only a nickname given to him by his father. He tried to shake it in his life, asking people to call him Charlie or Charles or Chaz. And he wasn't even fat, maybe just a little soft around the edges. But his father gave names that stuck like gum to the underside of a school desk, and no matter where he went, Charlie Nancy inevitably became Fat Charlie. The reason for this, of course, spoiler, is that Fat Charlie's father is a god. He is Anansi, the spider, a trickster god who managed to steal all the stories from Tiger back when humanity was young, and who managed to trick, deceive, swindle, and humiliate nearly every other god and spirit there ever was. He was good at it, and there was nothing he wanted that he couldn't get. And so Fat Charlie was, in many ways, a disappointment. Where his father was debonair, Fat Charlie was a klutz. Where his father could command the respect of men and women, Fat Charlie was a doormat. Where his father was the embodiment of confidence, Fat Charlie was a crumbly mess. I suppose it's normal, really, being the child of a god, and not really his fault, even if he didn't know it until his father died. He didn't know about his brother, either. His brother is Spider, a young man who's so cool that he can convince an entire L.A. party that they can walk on water. He can do real magic, step in and out of the world with ease, and he carries his own bedroom with him. When Spider comes into the picture, everything goes horribly, horribly wrong. Think of The Odd Couple, right? Except that Oscar Madison has divine powers and absolutely no sense of consequence. The story, of course, is about a lot more than two brothers who don't know how to get along. We've seen that before. This is a story about stories. In the stories of Anansi and Tiger that are laced throughout the book, we learn that once, long ago, all stories were Tiger's stories, and they were stories of fear and blood and hunger. When Anansi took them, the stories became about cleverness and trickery and resourcefulness. So in a way, the victory of Anansi over Tiger is the story of humankind's emergence from barbarism, if you want to read it that way. It's also about personal stories, and that's a theme that's far more important to us as individuals. We are the stories we tell about ourselves. And Fat Charlie didn't need to be the tightly wrapped ball of embarrassment that he was, but that's who he told himself he was, and so that's who he became. Once he starts to accept his heritage and his responsibility to the family, once he starts to retell his own story, he changes himself. And the same is true for Spider. He's written his own story as a rake and a charmer, but he finds that the story is lacking. It's a story that needs some editing, and of course he's better off for it. It's a funny, funny book that reminds me in a lot of places actually of Dave Barry, but that might be a side effect of the Florida settings. There's also a few good footnote jokes, so I suspect Neil's been hanging out with Terry Pratchett recently. And despite the laugh-out-loud general tone of the book, there is a lot of meaning to be found. The meaning of story and song, the meaning of family, and why you should always be nice to spiders. Oh, and birds. Definitely be nice to birds. The ultimate message, of course, is that you can always rewrite your own story. The weak little spider can become a conquering hero, and the fearsome tiger can become a timid coward. No story is set forever. So if you don't like the way your story's turning out, get out your red pen and start editing. Anansi would approve. So let me give you a quote, and this comes from the god himself, Anansi, talking about stories. And he says, "People respond to the stories. They tell them themselves. The stories spread, and as people tell them, the stories change the tellers." So there's Anansi from Anansi Boys. It is a fun read, especially if you are interested in the intersection of stories and history, stories and personality, and how stories affect humankind. It's very cool. So, there we go. Anansi Boys, a great book. Odds are, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably like Neil Gaiman, and if you like Neil Gaiman, you've probably already read that book. That's okay, though. We all can share that. Please share your feelings on this book with me. I would enjoy hearing about them. If you have any other insights that you came up with as you read, that would be great. Good fun. Speaking of a book that everybody's read, next week. I've been sitting on this review for a while. It's one of those books that, kind of like To Kill a Mockingbird, everybody's read it, everybody's reviewed it, everybody's written book reports about it in high school. It's a high school classic. You know, we got students in my school that are studying it right now. But it's really one of my favorite books, and I had to write something about it. I couldn't just let it go. So next week's review, I hope, will be double plus good. There's your clue. So that's about it, I think. It's a little bit short, but I'm trying to keep them to a reasonable time for you. Again, I'm sure you're busy and you have things to do. Me, I've got some episodes of Third Rock from the Sun to watch, but what I should be doing is reviewing books and editing reviews. But that's work. And I don't feel like doing that right now. So, I'm going to slack off for a bit. I hope you do not do the same. Go to work, be productive, earn your paycheck. Anyway, I hope you all stay happy, healthy, and cool, and I will talk to you all next week. A text version of this review will be up on the blog, thelablib.org, along with any relevant links I can think of. If you have anything you want to say or any suggestions you'd like to make, please leave a comment and let me know. If you have a book you would like to recommend, I would be happy to hear it. If you'd like to send me an email, send it to labyrinthlibrary@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear, please give a review on iTunes, become a fan on Facebook, or follow LabLib on Twitter. This podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, so feel free to share it, but please don't sell it or change it. The music is courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. And until then, keep reading.